Hi there. The word for you today is stop trying to control everything. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 we read, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." If you find that you're overly controlling, try doing these three things. First, rather than dreading your helplessness, embrace it as a place of strength. It actually positions you to experience more of God's power. God told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." That could be reduced to one sentence, the old familiar one you probably know, and that is, let go and let God. Number two, be quick to express your helplessness to God. King Jehoshaphat realized that his forces were no match for the three invading armies that were coming against him. So here's what he prayed in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. "O our God, we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." How does the story end? Miraculously. The invading armies actually fought and destroyed each other, and Jehoshaphat's army didn't have to fight at all. You know what? Some of your biggest miracles will happen when you feel the least able, and trust God to intervene. And number three, meditate on scriptures that speak about the sovereignty of God and the futility of trying to control life. Here are some of them. Proverbs 16:33 in the Message, "Make your motions and cast your votes, but God has the final say." Proverbs 19:21, "We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails." Here's another one. Daniel 4:35, the New Living Translation, "He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of earth. No one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by doing these things?" And here's the words of Paul in Ephesians 1 verse 11, "For he chose us in advance, and," listen to this, "he makes everything work out according to his plan." So relax and start trusting God. He knows what he's doing, and he has your best interests at heart. Okay? That's the word for you today.